Hello, we're reading in the Kabbalah for the Student, page 433, Introduction to the book Panim Meirot Masbirot. You can ask questions on Cab TV. Selected questions would be aired throughout the lesson. So, Writings of Baal HaSulam, Kabbalah for the Student, page 433, item 3. So, item 3. All of them, there is the speaking degree made of the mental and the feeling force. Hence, the force is not limited by time and place. Okay. Top of them is the speaking consisting of an emotional force and intellectual force together. For this reason, its power is limited by time and space in attracting what is good for it and rejecting what is harmful, like the animate. This is so because of its science, which is spiritual matter, unlimited by time and space. One can teach others whatever they are in the whole of reality and in the past and the future throughout the generations. It follows that the values of one person from the speaking equalize with values of all the forces in the vegetative and animate in the whole of reality at that time and in all the past generation. This is so because its power encompasses them and contains them within its own self along with all their forces. This ruling also applies to four divisions in the human species, namely the masses, the strong, the wealthy, and the sages. Suddenly, they all come from the masses, which are the first degree, as it is written, all are of the dust. It is certain that the whole merit of the dust and its very right to exist is according to the merit of the three virtues it induces, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Also, the merit of the masses correspond to the properties they deduce from them. Thus, they too connect in the shape of a human face. For that purpose, the Creator instilled three inclinations in the masses called envy, lust, and honor. Due to them, the masses develop 3 degrees, the deduced face of the whole
man. Meaning, what is he saying? We have still vegetative, animate, and speaking in all of reality, upon our universe, on earth. And when the development comes to the degree of speaking, the speaking also divides to those 4 degrees, which are the masses, the strong, the wealthy, and the sagacious. Where does it come from? You remember? We have a will to receive for food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge. So food, sex, and family are corporeal, beastly inclinations that exist also in animals. And where do people start? From riches and honor and science, or money, knowledge, and honor, as we say. So, first of all, from the masses we grow, which are similar to the beasts, which only have the desire for food, sex, and family. If greater people grow from them, then, first of all, those that grow are those that long for money, for riches, yes? And they are called the rich, the wealthy. Look at what he's writing here in this paragraph. Then from them come people that are even willing to do even more than money, only for what? For honor, control. Who said that before? Yes. Yes, it's development. This is development. It's much greater development than longing for wealth. But each and every person, of course, wants to hold himself in a successful place. I mean, what do I need this money? I will sit at home, I'll watch TV, I have everything. Those are thinking, what do I need to run from that? I need to be someone known, to be a good actor, a good artist, someone who brings something to this world. They don't understand that honor is really what's pushing them forward. And this is kind of higher than wealth, but it's a natural inclination which is associated with the human in us. Not the human who's similar or resembles the creator, but this resembles the speaking in us. And then comes the science. The scientists don't need wealth, richness, they don't even need respect. What do the scientists need? They want to know the secrets of nature. It's the closest inclination there is to revelation of the Creator. So this is how we divide. Is it clear to everyone? Meaning, the general will to receive divides to food, sex, family, which are so it'll be clear. We're going to draw this. So it's food, sex, family. Then there's money, honor, and let's say knowledge. Up to family, this is all desires. I don't want to say beastly. Let's say bodily desires. Earthly desires. Well, earthly desires. What else? It's enough to say like this. Yes, bodily or earthly desires. Okay, and here, these are desires. How should we call them? Human desires. Okay, so it's clear, yes. So these are the wealthy that are associated with money, and here are the strong, or which we're associating with honor. The politicians comes later. These are called the heroes, the strong, and the scientists. Or how does he call them? He calls them the wise, the sagacious. Okay, is it clear? Yes? So, this is the bodily ones, and these are the human ones. This is how Bala Sulam divides it. What? Quickly, let's scrutinize this, because we need to continue with this. This is just what exists.
Yes. You write that on top of the speaking species, it is about a science which is speech and method that is unlimited by time and space. What does it mean that science is a spiritual matter?
It's not science that we talk about. I'll tell you what. We are not so aware that if we long for science, but for true science, the real science, what we're longing for is the revelation of the Creator. This is what is associated with a man that doesn't want to discover what's good for me or bad for me, but rather he has an inclination, a desire for more superior things above him, that are above him, the things that manage the world and govern the world. This is called science. Science is called that I want to discover the forces, not the results as a result of something, but phenomena that are above me. Hence, this inclination is nevertheless an inclination for the revelation of the Creator. That's why until this day, science and religion are in a certain clash between them. And especially the wisdom of Kabbalah especially respects science, because through this longing to know, a person eventually will come to the broadening of his mind and to the revelation of godliness. When we discover God, what do we discover? We discover how He manages the will to receive which He created, and that it's all upon us and within us. Meaning our science, the wisdom of Kabbalah, is a wisdom, it's a science, but when we're in it, also as the researcher and also the researched. And all in all, where are we in these investigations or studies of ourselves? In what the Creator did, what He made, and how He manages us and governs us. And this is how we learn His actions. This is actually how we attain our knowledge, our science. As it's all through what goes upon our flesh. Well, what's next?
The inclination for lust induces the wealthy. The selected among them have a strong desire and also lust. They excel in acquiring wealth, which is the first degree in the evolution of the masses. Like the vegetative degree in the general reality, they are governed by an alien force that deviates them to their inclination, as lust is an alien force in the human species borrowed from the animate. The inclination for honor induces the famous heroes from among them. They govern the synagogues and towns, etc. The most firm will among them, which also have an inclination for honor, excel in obtaining dominion. These are the second degree in the evolution of the masses, similar to the animate degree in the hall of reality, whose operating force is present in their own essence, as we have said above. This is because the inclination for honor is unique to the human species, and along with it, the craving for governance. The inclination for envy elicits the sages from among them. As our sages said, author's envy increases wisdom. The strong will with the inclination for envy excel in acquiring wisdom and knowledge. It is like the speaking degree in the hall of reality, in which the operating force is not limited by time and space, but is collective and encompasses every item in the world throughout all items. Also, it is the nature of the fire of envy to be general, encompassing all items and the whole of reality. This is because it is the conduct of envy. If one had not seen the object in one's friend's possession, the desire for it would not have awakened in one at all. You find that the sensation of absence is not for what one does not have, but for what one's friend has, who are the entire progeny of Adam and Eve throughout the generations. Thus, this force is unlimited, and it is therefore fit for its sublime and elated role. Yet those who remain without any merit, it is because they do not have a strong desire. Hence, all three above mentioned inclinations operate in them together. in mixture. Sometimes they are lustful, sometimes envious, and sometimes they crave honor. The desire breaks to pieces, and they are like children who crave everything they see and cannot attain anything. Hence, their value is like the straw and the barn that remain after the flower.
Wait. So far, is it clear?
No.
It appears that all the inclinations are uniting nowadays. Well, beside the knowledge, with the great ones. It's not that people want one specific things. Rather, it seems like the leaders nowadays want both order, money, family, and everything.
Everyone wants everything.
But the greatest ones are those that manage to attain everything. And here he writes as if the lowest ones. He wrote in the last paragraph, those who are not focusing on something specific, there are those who want this and this and that, they remain behind. And we see that the great ones in the world are the ones taking everything.
Listen, you're correct. Today we're in a interim state in this whole mixture. Truly, if it's a powerful desire for control, we see that all these rules acquire all kinds of things, they want things. If I have a desire for control, it's like I have no need for anything other than that. There's no flavor for anything else. Well, maybe I want it to be comfortable. But at least so I will be freed from all the rest of things, from the implementation of my control. Other than that, I don't need anything. It can't be that my desire will be divided to several other things, and then I will lack control. That's why it happens like that with control. Or a rich person. A rich person doesn't care if he has to sell himself or honor, and that, as long as he has money. Take my honor, take everything. But you see that it's mixed together. They make from themselves some kind of nice actions. They're donating money to all kinds of things and so on. It's like they care about that too. It's not inside a regular person, all these inclinations in a clean manner, one here and one there. It used to be like that. It used to really be like that. The wise people wanted wisdom. It didn't care if you could kill them. They needed wisdom, and that's it, and they would attain it, and that's it. And they lived a very harsh life. Or those who wanted control. Only control. They were completely within this, how to organize things and how to do these things in such a manner. He wouldn't care about anything, what he eats or anything else. And the rich also, they were willing to sell everything just for their for riches. So I'm telling you, this is in an ideal way. That, and in our world today, it is all mixed up. So what are you asking?
Exactly, so it seems like food, sex, family, and honor, till honor, as if united as the Yesod of Ziranpin, where everything become one. Meaning only if you have all this thing, only later on, as if moving on to the stage when you want knowledge.
I don't know. That's not important. The important thing is how we continue. All these things, I don't really care. Who is immersed in what? That's not important. Someone wants a little bit more money and less honor and a little bit more knowledge and a little less that. That's not really important because today it's really all mixed up in the world. You try to achieve this without that. So what is it important for you? You won't have this or that. So calm down.
So I have it all.
Wonderful, yes. Well,
no, but you see here then all the knowledge, honor, all these things, what everyone has his own, where does his desire come from?
He says that all humans have an inclination for, a natural inclination for something more and for something less. There is everything in each and every person. It can't be that you won't have a certain longing for family. It has to be, and also for money, honor, and knowledge, of course. But the question is, to what percentage you're going to put on each and everything. Now the question also is, are you, through the influence of the environment, able to develop and to cultivate certain inclinations, these inclinations over those inclinations? When you enter amongst the wealthy, everyone's like this, these papers and like this, I want to move it from here and from there. And you get from them a certain flavor for it. You also go towards that. And that's how it is in each and everything. And therefore it's written what? One who chooses the environment also, and what else? Educate a lad according to his ways, that you need to give a person an environment that is suitable for him. Otherwise, he will take desires of others and will corrupt himself and will not come to the expression for which he was born. That's how it is. That's not simple. This is the true education. To see a person, what he is meant for, and to give him an environment in which he will be able to develop his uniqueness. Yes.
Naturally, I used to live in some rabbi street, and I constantly wanted to run away from there. People aren't kind. I although my work was there and everything, I just wanted to run away from there, and I ran away because I said, well, you can't live here. Why is it? Meaning, what is the story behind? Well, I'm not feeling good. Also, when I saw rich people, intelligent, and someone like Rabin, etc., and I ran away from there. What's the reason?
Look, these are powerful people that constantly are thinking about their own benefit. And it's difficult to be amongst them. It's very hard to be around them. Rabin himself, at age 20, he already was truly... What was it called?
The commander
of the Haganah organization at the age 18 already. That just shows you the kind of strength there is in a person. But... it all comes later. The problem is that even the best person, if he comes to there where there's such an environment, like you say, then he gets corrupted. He has to receive a certain form of behavior and all there is over there. Otherwise, he cannot survive there. He won't have a common language with them. He has to. And therefore, it's not important what people are nice or good or with ideals or they're prior to that. Otherwise, you see what kind of politics they get into, who they need to be in connection with what parties and what calculations. And let's say, oh, today Bibi is managing the country. What Bibi? What managing? He's got 20 parties that he has to consider, each and every one of them, and it's like playing check. This one he has to take one step forward here and one step back here, and every moment it can change this way or that way. Can you change this world? That's your democracy. And in democracy, who controls, who rules in democracy? The rich, who are spinning those figures that you have on the playing field. Other than that, there's nothing else. And they're doing whatever they feel like. This is called government. Or the government of the big money. And this we're calling democracy. What can you do about that? So that's why in such a manner we truly can't grow people. We can't grow humans. This table of food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge, everyone needs to go over this. Those of us who come into the Wisdom Kabbalah, we start scrutinizing ourselves within the society. The society doesn't pressure a person to see which attributes he's in right now or he needs to go through later and to analyze and correct, but all in all, the society brings one to the general reforming light, and that's how one gets more and more ripe. And also that way, how does it come faster? What, do you want him to burn there, like in a pot where there's a high fire? No, rather what happens is, according to his ability to adhere to the environment, thus he cooks himself and corrects himself. Yes.
If I'm looking at my Rishimo that I've been through to date, I actually noticed that teach the lad according to his way, that my Rishimo was the other way around, meaning I was in the place I shouldn't have been, and I engaged in things I didn't want according to my inner inclination. Is it possible to say that anyone who comes with a point in the heart is done to him intentionally?
Our world is corrupted, so of course, what do you expect? This is coercion. Why is it written in the Torah, educate a child according to his ways? Are you taking a child today and developing a child according to his ways? How? According to what ways are you developing him? You need to put him into a society that gives him only the reforming light. That's it. And then the child accordingly gets along. Where is he inclined towards? And what is he inclined to? To the work of the Lord. And it could be that in the Creator's work, he needs to just be a carpenter. It doesn't matter what profession. Not to long for money, but for simple things. Or maybe to very high things. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that what is it written in the Torah? What does the father have to do to teach his son the artistry, bestowal, faith? That's all. Other than that, nothing else. You have no other obligation whatsoever. And also how to swim. Yes. That's it. So, yes, center.
Good morning. I wanted to ask something and I forgot.
So why did you lift your hand up?
Because it was burning in me and there are many things.
Not many, quickly, one question and that's it.
Bala Sulam educated in certain manner how to approach the public, rich, smart, and honorable. Do we have to divert the dissemination accordingly?
No. What are you coming to a person, you say, oh, he's like this, like that. No, you're not even allowed to do that. That's total confusion. You only come to him. You're selling him, right? Dissemination is the artistry of sales. So you're coming to him and you're saying to him, whatever you want, you will receive. You don't ask him what he wants. You tell him, you'll receive. That's it. Meaning you're bringing him seemingly something universal, so that he will be able to fill himself for sure by this. Okay, so are we going to continue?
From the internet, a friend from Israel is asking, what increases the desire for spirituality? Restricting bodily needs or engagement in spirituality?
Envy, lust, and honor take a person out of this world. I think that participation in the group, only participation in a group, brings you the additional lacks and you advance. We develop only, if we're developing through spirituality, we only develop through the connection between us. And if I am in some common work with others, and doing so, I develop my vessels. There is no other chance to do anything else. The study is the correction of those lacks which I revealed in my connection with the group. The study is already a correction. And the revelation of the deficiencies, that's what we need. Gershon? Yes. Gershon.
With respect to teach the ladder according to his way, is the fact we are attracting the we draw the ladder to form this thing is realized in our society, that everyone basically finds his space, or there's something in society we need to do so that this role would be realized here?
Sorry.
We are here as if many lads, everyone as if unique. All the Kabbalists that are sitting here, there's a certain reason, one has a certain element in the system where he has to find his own place. So is it only the light that we form in that system, or the light that we form that we attract, then that one element is arranged in the system?
Yes, it itself, but the reforming light arranges things on its own.
Rav, can you explain, please, what is the connection between envy brings the wise one out of them, elicits the wise ones? How does envy make you a scientist or a good scientist? I don't see the link.
Then how do we become heroes or strong? Envy, lust, and honor.
Okay, heroes understand, but longing for science, it's more like you said, longing to understand the system in its wholeness, a longing to see all the parameters and understand it all. And I don't see any motive here.
What is that lack to understand something that's above me?
To discover the harmony in all that mess.
What in my desire demands that harmony? Within my will to receive.
A tendency for science.
Well, you're just deciding, you're making a fact here. You're defining a fact here. Where does it come from? From the will to receive, say it.
Envy is always with respect to something or someone, but who am I envying if I'm researching something?
Towards nature.
But why envy?
Because in nature it exists and you don't have it.
But envy is...
No, you're not thinking about what I'm saying. It's in nature and I don't have it. The will to receive, the egotistical desire, how does it work? It only works according to gaps, to the differences, differentiations. There is, and here I don't. That's what the will to receive feels. If we didn't have that will to receive, that inclination, why do I have and why don't I know? I wouldn't want it and I wouldn't long for it. Yes? That's how it is. Oh, well, I've been privileged.
Rav, I'd like to ask in French or English, please.
Well, where's our translator? Okay, he'll translate it for you.
Je vois depuis un certain temps, en fait, on a des réunions avec les amis d'Afrique, une grande réunion tous les dimanches.
There's already a period over Sundays we're meeting with the friends from Africa.
Et on a créé un département ici à Bnei Baruch pour l'Afrique.
Yes.
C'est vraiment une réunion très forte. Et j'ai une question. D'un certain côté, je vois qu'il y a de plus en plus d'étudiants qui nous rejoignent de l'Afrique.
We already established a department that engages only in Africa here in BB.
In two languages or in French or
no, both English and French.
J'ai du mal à amener nos. Quand je pense à la diffusion, j'ai du mal à transcrire notre étude. Et quand je pense à la diffusion, d'un autre côté, j'ai du mal à transcrire ce qu'on étudie.
When I think about dissemination, it's hard for me to pass on to them what we are studying. Because when I look at Africa, I see huge problems of political and corruption problems.
Comment faire le parallèle entre ce qu'on étudie et la politique, ces problèmes de corruption qui sont si présents?
And I don't know how to make the comparison between what we study and all the problems they have there, the political and corruption problems.
You can't connect our study to what's going on there. What? Their problems are not from the will to receive, which is not corrected? I don't understand.
No,
well?
No, what
I say is that
you can't explain to them. That's the question.
You can't explain to them. That's the question, right?
Comment amener cette étude là par rapport à la vie de tous les jours? Je vois un grand écart.
How to do that comparison between what we are studying and their day-to-day life, as if I see a huge gap.
Yes, that's correct. I agree with you. Look, sir, you're with us for years already. What do you want from them? For them to immediately understand what you're telling them? We need to go down to them and to start slowly, slowly, in small portions, just like you received it and received it and received it. Every day I free up a little portion for you, a little bit more and a little bit more. And the same thing you need to, and also that you barely digest, and also on a certain part of what portion of what I am saying. But nevertheless, we advance in such a manner. How did Rabash say that we, how do we fatten up the goose? We put a pipe in his throat, and then more, and then more, and then more, and more, and more, and maybe after a month, you see that the liver is exploding.
So what is that we need to tell the people in Africa? For example, with respect to what the wisdom of Kabbalah can bring them.
I think we can develop materials, explanatory materials. I don't know in what manner we can disperse it over there or disseminate it. The problem with the internet could be in many places and in other ways and in other publicity avenues. But we can. You can. But once again, you start with the simplest materials and materials that is associated with them. Why are they suffering if they're suffering? Then why are we suffering? If they're not suffering, but rather they're longing for independence, then why are we not independent? If they're longing for health, why are we so sick? And in accordance, you approach people and explain to them. The solution is the same solution. Problems can occur from one edge to another. Other than that, I thought that we were planning on traveling there. I'm going there, yes? To a few other places, yeah? Okay.
Je prends un exemple, là je regardais il y a quelques jours, il y a un pays en Centrafrique où il y a eu une guerre entre les chrétiens et les musulmans et ils ont chassé tous les musulmans du pays.
I see, for example, there was a certain war this week in Africa, in a certain country, between the Christians and the Muslims, and simply removed all the Muslims from there.
La politique des Européens qui tire les ficelles. Mais comment la Kabbale ici, quel conseil la Kabbale peut nous donner ici? Qu'est-ce qu'on peut leur dire?
And I see it's basically European politics that causes it. So what can the wisdom of Kabbalah say about something like that in a practical manner?
When you bring the wisdom of Kabbalah, they understand that nothing depends on anything other than our correction. Although there are in the world thousands of contradictory forces in all sorts of egotistical manners, one against the other, what we need to do is just to draw the reforming light. Only that can influence the right order. And don't go into the politics or the geography or anything. The reforming light, the light which reforms, that you are completely different than everyone else. That's why no one can harm you. And you can't harm them. You are changing the human. And then everything will work itself out between them. Therefore, I don't care to hear what's going on there and between who and who. And also, if I'll know or I won't know, it will never be the truth. Because where really do we have some tidbits of knowledge that someone's saying? It's all one big falsehood. I immediately cover it. I don't want to hear it. I put a covering on it, on this lie, and I start with my method, my story, my path. That's it, and that's the only way we talk. We do not relate to anything that's going on there. Nothing. You are completely indifferent to what's going on there. You can correct it only with the help of the light which reforms. And that's why in that plane that they're quarreling through, you have no connection to it. We have another one over there. Give him the microphone.
Good morning, Rabbi. To continue, my great friend.
Question.
Okay, we engage in Skype and all the media talking about our dissemination in Africa, but we have a bit of a problem with the languages because we have all kind of languages, French, English, Ethiopians, Amhari, Ghana language, and now there are friends who as if they have a problem of communicating with their languages. So what can we do about it?
I have no idea. I too have a problem with the languages. I also barely speak languages. I forgot my Russian, Hebrew. I never acquired it like I should have. And that's it. And I'm between this and that. I don't have languages at all. I talk with my fingers, learn that the form of language. I don't know what to do. It's a problem. I don't know what to tell you. Try and be. You have to be in order to be close to a nation, to people. You have to speak their language. There's nothing else. So start somehow coming closer to them. To build, we are willing to give from here to appear in the internet or in whatever other ways we can. Do you want to organize another department, especially for Africa, in French and English and Portuguese or Amharic or whatever other languages? There's many languages there. Try. But again, our principle is one. There's only one approach. There's no difference whether you're appearing before Europeans or Africans. A little bit of the external wrapping is different, but actually the approach needs to be the same. You're explaining to a person what is bad for them. Why? What is he feeling the bad from? And from with what he can come to the good. There are no other problems, questions in the world or anything. How to reach the good. According to how we study, to reach the good, you have to come to the good and benevolent, to the revelation of the Creator. Yes.
I'd like to invite Martin and Terence, and on Sunday, every Sunday, we have a training for the world clear between 5 and 7. There we answer all these questions, from these questions to the very last stage of the integral education with all our experts and all the experience accumulated throughout the world, and also practical workshops.
Oh, we see it's the worldwide integral education training.
Yeah, and you can already enter there and see, get impression of what's going to be in the upcoming conversation. So every Sunday, we're going to go step by step through it. We have already a program planned for people from all over the world.
This is only whoever comes, or they can see this on the internet, or
it's through Sviva Tova. We invite all our viewers. Also, all our viewers are invited to acquire training through Sviva Tova. It will be broadcast in all languages, and in there, it's an opportunity to ask, what is the necessity for us all to be trained in that type of training?
Without that, no one will even advance in his own individualistic advancement. If I don't disseminate the wisdom, then I have no one below me to connect to the upper one for. Very simply, I cannot connect to the upper if I do not have connection with the lower. Period. Yes. Quickly.
Rav, I wanted to ask if you could repeat, please, with the dissemination. Now we're going to the 99%. What is the inner and outer attitude should be towards the people you're talking with? How precisely is this dissemination to those without the point in the heart? Now, recently I get a lot of chance of seeing people, relatives, etc. How should we bring them closer, how to bring closer the people without the points in the heart?
I hope you will have the materials so that you will be able to explain and leave to them, so that in this written materials they will be able to see what we're trying to do, what we have done, and what we're doing, that we are actually specifically speaking about the connection between people and the education of both adults and children, and how successful we've been so far in this, and what is still before us to do. And that definitely in this booklet we will be able to explain in a clear, simple manner that all of our good future depends on the change in human beings and between human beings. And that's it, that all that we see in the economy, in politics, in security, and in whatnot, in all at workplace, in the price of living, and everything can be solved only through the right connections between us. That's it. Do you understand? It's a wonder. I had a study a few days ago that 40% of the vegetables and fruits that we grow, we don't even pick them. They're just left on the vines. 40% from the ground already. Because they say, oh, its farm is maybe like this a little bit, or not like that. So for the market, so it's not worthwhile. And that's it. They won't accept anymore. So for what? 40%. And when it comes to the purchasing of it, they also lose so many percent of it. And later, in the buying of it, 30% of that is also thrown out. Meaning at least 70% of what the earth is giving us, we're throwing away. Imagine to yourself if we had good relationships between us. Would anyone be ever feeling that he's lacking something? And that's how it is with everything. With everything. Meaning, our ego is corrupting our whole form of life. So let's hope that by dissemination, we will come to a state in which we'll be able to explain to everyone that this demands our care and nothing else. And with that,
few announcements. Fundamental course with the principles of Kabbalah. We invite all the English speakers for a live interactive course about the fundamentals of Kabbalah. People from all over the world are invited to take their life in their hands. Introduction course will be lesson will be on the 19th of March, 8 p.m. New York time. And it's a free course. You're welcome to enter and register. Worldwide Integral Education Training. Dear friends, we invite you all to participate in Integral Education Training every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. through Sviva Tova. We'll share the experience of our experts from throughout the world. We'll ask questions, receive answers, and do a lot of trainings. So every Sunday, 5 till 7 p.m. through Sviva Tova. Have a wonderful day.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long When we're together, we cannot be wrong Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song.
Dirigimos a un deseo por la unión
Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad
together